1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More signals from Israel that its war with Hamas could be on the verge of escalating. ABC's M. Nguyen has details.
Israeli military officials urging Palestinians to evacuate parts of the southern Gaza city of Rafah ahead of an expected ground offensive by Israeli forces into the city, where more than a million civilians have sought shelter during the war.
The wars continue to fuel protests on American college campuses. Over the weekend, police cleared an encampment at the University of Southern California. At the University of Virginia, more than 20 people were arrested. Heavy rains and flooding in the Houston area now blamed for one death. A four-year-old boy died after he was swept from a car. Heavy storms and possible tornadoes a concern today in Oklahoma, Nebraska, and Kansas. And the third week of former President Trump's criminal hush money trial begins today. Prosecutors have not indicated their next witness. Trump has pleaded not guilty. This is ABC News. The parents of one of the teens caught on video dumping garbage from a boat off Boca Raton, Florida last week are now apologizing. Two of the teens surrendered to police. Still on track for the first manned flight tonight for Boeing's new Starliner spacecraft.
The two astronauts who will be on board are test pilots. Never before has Boeing Starliner carried humans to space. It's had missteps getting to this point. While SpaceX has sent its Dragon capsule to space with humans a dozen times, now humans will be on board Boeing's design. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, who went to space himself on the shuttle in 1986, tells me he'll be white-knuckling it tonight.
Remember, this is a test. This is not your normal Dragon launch.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
A new world record in France where bakers baked a baguette longer than a football field. It took a special oven to bake the 461-foot bread. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a four-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin Wednesday. He'll talk about his economic policies in Racine. It will be Biden's eighth visit to Wisconsin since the midterm elections. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin twice in a month's time. Polls show the race for Wisconsin's votes is a virtual dead heat. Wisconsin's newest sports betting venue is open. Sean Cullen runs the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino Sportsbook in Milwaukee. He tells WISN-TV's Up Front he'd back legalizing sports betting statewide.
I would hope so, and we would hope so, but at the end of the day, that's up to the state. But, you know, we're obviously supportive of that.
The Forest County Pottawatomie signed an amended compact with the state 2 years ago that allows sports betting on tribal property. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers are going to Kansas City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open up a three-game set tonight at Kauffman Stadium against the Kansas City Royals. The crew essentially tied for first place in the NL Central after being shut out in Chicago yesterday, 5-0 by the Cubs at Wrigley. Pat Murphy going to have to get creative with his starting pitchers as Freddy Peralta begins a five-game suspension for allegedly intentionally beating a batter last week. NBA, the Bucks cleaning out their lockers as their offseason begins. Giannis telling reporters he was still several weeks weeks away from being ready to play, coming off that calf injury suffered April 9th against Boston. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely disappointing because you know how much better of a team we are when he's on the floor and how much things change when he's on the floor and you play an entire 82-game season. You go through training camp. You go through all the ups and downs of a NBA regular season and you get to the point where, all right, now we're going to play for everything and you're not whole. It's frustrating. It's disappointing, but, you know, it's part of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine today, a few high clouds and upper 60s, a light and variable wind. Overnight, mostly clear and mid-40s. On Monday, sunshine, upper 60s. By Tuesday, a chance of showers, some thunderstorms around as well, especially late in the day. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 57 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to retired Major General Randy Manner about Project 2025 and what that could mean to American democracy. Hour number two, cars versus deer. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Happy Monday to you.
Right.
Beautiful Monday out there. 44 degrees in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 42 in Oshkosh. I didn't check the flag. Hang on.
Oh, John's got to go give us his weather prediction, which actually is closer than... Johnny says there's no wind today.
No wind whatsoever.
The report from the National Weather Service, wind, no wind.
Wow, no wind at all.
Look at that.
It is dead quiet. Nice day to be on the water.
Yes.
Boy, I was jealous of people all weekend seeing them on the water.
What a nice, it was a great weekend. We had a great weekend, Johnny. Let's tell our listeners about how great our
weekend. Well, losers we are. Second place is the first loser.
Oh, man. So we were down in Madison, which was a great event. What was the overall umbrella of that?
The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
So WBA.
Yep.
The Wisconsin, and there was, I don't know, people from TV, radio, digital, and it was the annual awards banquet, and Johnny and I were nominated, right? Which is, we should feel good about that.
Not only were you nominated, but you actually won awards. The top three are winners, except you don't get the nice little.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Dad.
You participated.
Participation trophy.
So it's kind of what it was, the ribbon.
But we came in second place in two different categories.
Yeah,
and one
nice.
In the major, I mean, we're going against the biggest stations in the state. And it was our Veterans Day special. Proud of that. We came in second place. Very proud of that. That's a big one. Then the other one for the EAA in the media market. But to be second in the major market category, that's pretty cool.
If you think about it, John, that EAA... That we were only on for 2 months, right? When's the
was
August?
It even that?
Was it even that?
I don't
think
long.
It was less than a month, Jim.
Yeah.
Seriously.
But our third week.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that was
so
nice.
It was
to get
great.
That.
It's a great
However,
start.
Somebody in this room or
across
in this building
the window from us
got first place.
Yeah. We're back in our hotel rooms drinking a glass of Merlot. Watching Saturday Night Live. He was down partying at the after party with his trophy. Well,
oh, my gosh. But,
yeah.
That didn't speak that well of us, because after we didn't win, like two mature people, we just got up and left. Didn't pout.
Got a nice text, though. Congrats to the Mino Mayor Show for winning awards this past week, and also the producer, Todd, and his award. Well-deserved, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Who's that from, Todd?
Terry.
Thanks, Terry. Appreciate it very much.
But Todd won.
Yes.
Top.
Todd, yeah. He took home the big prize.
He took home the plaque.
I told you. How many times have I been telling you? You don't understand what we have in Todd.
Right.
You haven't been in radio long enough to understand what we have in that guy. He's unbelievable. So, congratulations.
Yeah, Todd.
Well, thank you.
That.
I was just really, I mean, I can't tell you guys, if you're not on Facebook like Jim, you wouldn't know this, but your listeners are just really fanatics about how well you guys did. Everybody is congratulating you guys, saying well-deserved, favorite morning show, all that. So it's really nice to see.
Well, we appreciate it very much. It was fun. Great experience. Like I said, I've been in the business for 40 years. First time I've ever been there.
So it's, the dinner was a little hoity-toity for me. I mean, but it was good, right? Nice steak. I had three beans on my plate and three potatoes.
Yeah. That's
what it was. And they were the little fingerling potatoes, right? Yeah. I mean, I didn't need any more, but...
Did you see the dumbest thing I did?
You did. If you did something dumb, you have to tell the story about Jim and his glasses, too.
No, that was me!
Oh, my gosh!
What? So, Catherine, who we just love, she runs the whole company, pretty much. She brought, like, what was the movie where they all wore the black glasses? Well, kind of almost like Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
Blues Brothers glasses. And so she wanted us all to walk in together wearing the black glasses. So, okay, we had fun with that. Yeah, yeah. So then we're sitting in the thing, and I'm reading the program, okay? It's like, it was kind of dim, and I reach my glasses where I always carry it, put them on. It's like, holy crap, they dropped the lights. Now I can't read anything.
Oh, my God.
I can't read this whole damn thing. So I take them off. I'd put my sunglasses on. It's like,
yeah.
How dumb is that? I'm sitting there trying to read with a sunglass and not realize I'd put sunglasses on instead of my other ones.
Well, you were asking me questions. I was reading it to you.
And I know.
Like on the show, I never look at you. So I'm just saying, Judge, this is what it is. If I had looked up and
keep asking you.
If I had seen you with sunglasses on, I would have said, Johnny, why don't you put on your regular glasses?
Yeah. Those two Bud Lights I had at the beginning.
Was that what it did?
Yeah, it must be. Must be.
Hey,
not happy with our buddy Judd.
What?
Took the last $10 that I had out of my pocket for the raffle. Judd was one of the big wheels for the WA. He was relentless in getting into our pockets for money.
Yeah, did you win?
Who won did they call out a number and nobody claimed it?
I think somebody did claim it.
Because I went back to my room, it's like, I still got the ticket. I wonder if I should run back.
I didn't get it because after we were there and they announced like what it was a 50-50 raffle and she announced the pot was like, didn't she announce the pot at 420? I mean, that's only
800 and something, I think.
Well, that's only 40 tickets. That's like you had a chance of winning. Because when she announced it in the beginning, you're right, they were still selling raffle tickets. She goes, the pot's up to 420. I'm like, that's only 21 tickets.
Yeah, but Jim, you got a room full of broadcasters who don't make a lot of money. Very few people are going to be buying tickets.
That was the hardest night. That was the hardest thing of the night was Judd going around trying to sell tickets.
The poor guy.
Yeah.
He did. So he kind of came and hung with us for a little while.
Who media people from some of these radio stations where it's tied. So you got the free beer for an hour, and you're just going to drink as many of those free beers as you can.
Well, they were going through the spotted cow. I always had to wait for one because they were bringing more in.
Absolutely. Yep. So great experience. Thank you for everything with that, Todd. Yeah, and congratulations.
And thanks to Civic Media for having us come down and putting us up at the hotel.
That's a great company. It really is. We work for
it. Is it? They paid for the hotel.
Great hotel.
They paid the dinner, the tickets.
Thing.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Awesome.
That was a lot of fun.
And
I just want to say that I have in my luggage a whole bunch of M&Ms because I brought M&Ms thinking we were going to win.
Right.
And I was going to hand them out to everybody.
You jinxed us.
Maybe. So they're the peanut ones.
Yeah.
But I'll bring those into the studio for, I don't know, giveaway to our guests.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll save them till next year.
No. Man, you don't do stuff like that. You don't. That's bad luck.
To bring that?
Yeah.
I jinxed it?
Yeah. Todd.
Well.
And all the other stations would be like, what are they doing handing out M&Ms? Yeah. Who is that guy? Security.
Yeah. Next year.
Good weekend, though. Great weekend. Beautiful weather. Today is Beverage Day. Today is Nurses Day.
I know.
Happy Nurses Day to everybody.
Hey, you guys, I saw that in the paper on Sunday. They featured
didn't see that.
And we got to get this guy on because he's from Green Bay.
Okay.
The other people are from the statewide, obviously.
All right.
So I want to chase him down. And it's amazing. This whole it's Nurses Week.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's Nurses Day, but it's Nurses Week. They're celebrating the journal set.
All the respect in the world for the nurses out there.
And the stuff that they do, the training they go through.
Could never do it. There's lots of jobs I could never do. Nurses would be number one on the list of things I could never do. Number one.
These guys are...
On the list.
These people are really into a career of a lifetime.
Yeah.
And valued, and vital.
And my God, what they went through during the whole COVID thing is just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
All the respect in the world for all the nurses today. Today is no homework day. I hardly ever did homework.
Yeah, that was every day for me.
I couldn't because I had my routine at night would be, you'd have basketball practice or something. You come home, you eat, you take a nap, you go feed the dogs. Then, Bonanza would be on.
Oh,
where do you have time for homework?
Hey, come on.
You know what I mean?
All priorities over homework.
Yeah. Got this one. Why do I picture Mino being like Officer Fava on Super Troopers, walking up to the bar saying, give me six Schlitzes? Not far from it. Not far from it.
Todd, right when we I just tried to tell that story, but when we first got there, because you had $10 on you.
Yes.
Which is a lot.
And then I forgot my wallet when we went down to the thing. I literally forgot my wallet. I left it in my jeans.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that happened.
I did. And it happened with you the other night. That's embarrassing. Yeah. Now, twice I've been with you, but you don't have any more money than I have when I'm when we're together.
I had money.
That one day we couldn't buy it. We went to that benefit thing. We couldn't buy a single beer. Because we didn't have $7 between us.
Oh, my goodness.
We had six.
We had $6 between us. We couldn't
Did you try to get one with six
bucks? No, it was a benefit. We didn't want to, you know, it was for, like, something really important, some kind of cancer or something. We weren't going to try and say, look,
between the between the mayor and Mino, we didn't have enough money to buy one beer.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is true.
That's the truth.
But anyway, so we
drank ice water when everybody else was drinking beers.
So the place was packed. Excuse me.
Today is also, or this is also Red Cross Week. Birthdays, my favorite entertainer in the history of America, Bob Seger, is 79. Can we have all Bob Seger music all day today?
I can.
God, I love Bob Seger. Oh, yeah. George Clooney is 63. Willie Mays is 93. Good that he's still with us. We got a big show coming up. We got Brittany Merlot coming up. The Weather Week ahead, of course. We got Shane Canberg. Did I pronounce that right?
Canberg. I believe so, yep.
Okay, Wisconsin Veterans Chapter. We got Kristen Jane Anderson. Now, this is really something, huh? Yeah, her story?
It is.
About suicide?
And she's got a small like little event. Going to talk about it, play a little music.
Yeah.
Not on our show today, but she's going to talk about that. That's Friday. Or the, no, that's the 8th. The 8th
but,
is coming up.
Yeah, but it's a suicide prevention event. And then some guy, I don't know this guy at 8, Frank Hermans?
Hermes.
Talking about his Girls on Thin Ice. It's an all-girls show they're doing at the Meyer coming up, which I think is something different, isn't it?
All girls. I've never seen a show where...
Frank, I haven't either.
Frank's got to be...
He's drag.
He's never going to let that go.
Yeah.
He's got to be on stage.
Yeah, we'll let you know when Frank gets here because his presence is never known.
No, he'll let you know.
Yeah, all right. So a lot of stuff going on.
Jim, finish your story.
So I just, when we got there, John had $10 to his name. And so we walked in, and it was packed, the whole pre-party, right, down in the lobby. And he goes, look... I'm going to tip this. He knew it was free drinks. He goes, I'm going to tip this guy $10. And he's going to be our bartender for the next hour. So, which is true. You tip those guys $10.
I mean, they take care of you.
They'll cut the line. They'll see you in the back.
Except the guy at the Northland Hotel that night. Remember that?
Yeah, he didn't get it.
No.
No.
All right, go ahead.
No, I just, you did that with your money versus a raffle ticket or doing anything else, you wanted as many free drinks as you could get. Well, and I thought that was really smart on your part, quite honestly.
Was that the bar you guys were sitting next to?
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect.
We sat right next to the bar.
Absolutely.
Right. So we could just reach over and
absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So anyway, but a great night, great weekend, fun weekend. Just had that feeling like summer is starting sort of, huh?
Oh, man.
And wow.
Yesterday was, you know, Cinco de Mayo, right? And I when I went to the homeless shelter last night to work on that, obviously we were serving some Mexican fajitas. And driving there, it was amazing how many trucks.
Yeah.
With the,
up and down Washington last night was crazy.
Very proud of their.
Absolutely, their heritage.
Right.
Nope.
That was cool.
Well, when I lived in Tucson, that was a big day. I mean, schools were closed. Huge parade. They had a rodeo. The professional rodeo was there. In Tucson, that's one of the biggest days of the year. Yeah. It really is. Can't beat Bob Seger. Cannot beat Bob Seger. Cannot beat Bob Seger. Every break, Bob Seger.
All right, you got
it. We got a big show coming up. Brittany Merlot, Shay Canenberg, Kristen Jane Anderson, Frank Hermans. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. My Northern Mayor here on a gorgeous Monday morning in downtown Green Bay. 44 in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 42 in Oshkosh. Here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. So I did 11,000 miles the other day, Jim. I mean steps.
What did it feel like, John?
Now, today it feels like 11,000 miles. 11,000 steps.
That's great. I mean, that is. How did you do that? Like,
here? I did the trail.
We went on the trail.
I went on the Fox River trip. Yeah. You don't have to pay to walk on that, right?
No.
Okay. Do you have to pay to bike on that?
Yes.
Okay.
It's an annual license that you have to buy.
I mean, who checks it? I mean,
once in a while, there'll be a guy sitting on a chair.
Oh, I didn't know that.
With his little brown jacket on.
Oh, okay.
All but, right. People, when they're biking,
yeah,
and they see him, they just turn around.
Really?
The guy's going to chase you down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they turn around. Yeah. So, but I don't know. You think you can go buy him. Actually, you can buy him right there on the trail.
So, I wonder if I freaked out some ladies. Hmm. Okay, so I don't look like the normal trail walker. I'm just wearing a hoodie and jeans and a hat.
Oh, yeah. You freaked them out.
And sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they were on bikes. I didn't know you could rent bikes from Pete's Garage here. Nice bikes for like $35 a day or whatever. Okay.
Well, I think here, and that's across the bridge, but here on this side too, I think.
Broke Spoke? Right? Yeah. Is that the one? Down by the Creamery?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so one girl's going to be taking a picture of the other one. Okay. And I would have been walking in between them. So I said, hey, do you want me to take a picture? They're like, sure. So I took it. I said, hey, where'd you get those bikes? I said, those are cool bikes. I said, man, those are like worth like $3,000.
Get off.
Like, we rented them. And anyway, okay, so I talked to them a little bit just about, okay. And then I went walk, and they didn't pass me then. So they've been driving down the trail. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I wonder if they thought, this guy is weird. He's eyeing up our bikes. Yeah. He's asking us how much they cost, how much they're worth.
He's going to call his buddy, and they're going to jump us.
Did I do that?
Yes. Yeah.
Todd?
I think it was the hoodie, right?
Right, I mean, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, that, I think your decor, like, you should have been,
you know,
shorts or something.
I know.
Or, yeah.
Tennis I know.
Shoes.
I know.
Well, you probably
I know. I look like I was going to work on a construction site.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
She scared these two old ladies.
You'll
never go there again.
Felt terrible.
This man came up to us and just threatened us with our bikes. And
you know what, though? People are kind of rude in that trail. I mean, they don't, like, there's 99% of the bikes that came up behind me didn't say, left, coming up, and you didn't hear them. If I had, like, a Walkman on or something, they do, you know what I mean?
I absolutely, and I bet it was busy.
It was crazy busy.
Yeah, that's the busy, I think that's the busiest
crazy
trail.
Crazy busy.
Well, maybe it's not the busiest trail in Wisconsin, but definitely in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that gets a lot of usage.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's, like, universal etiquette, right? You know, stay to the right, stay to the left. I think people who break that is like when you're in an elevator and you're in the elevator and you get out and somebody walks in before you get out. You know what I mean? Like on the first floor.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Yeah. But anyway, once in a while, there'll be somebody on the wrong side of that trail. Don't you just feel like.
Yeah. But now a walker has as much right to that right lane as a biker, right?
It should be more to the right.
Why?
Because bikes pass you on the left. That's why they say left.
No, I know. I understand that. But. A walker has as much right to walk down the middle of the right-hand lane as they want.
Yeah, I suppose.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, if you know there's a lot of bikes, I would probably stay more to the right.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, they do.
But very few people, I mean, they come right up behind you, and then it's, boom, they fly past you.
Yeah.
And they don't say left. You know, I thought there'd be a little bit more etiquette, I guess.
And remember we talked about the city did a giveaway on bells?
Yeah.
You know, yeah, they should.
Yeah.
They should. Or else you can scare someone, too. What if they...
Like, absolutely.
Get startled and jump.
And like I told you, I got one leg shorter than the other, so I kind of, you know, I don't walk in a straight
line.
Since
when? That's the first time you've said that.
What? You didn't know I had one leg shorter than the other?
Did you, Todd?
He's actually said that on the show before. Okay. I thought it was just for a joke.
No. Remember I told you, does the one-legged duck swim in circles?
No, you didn't tell me. That's funny.
I did too. I told you if I swam, I'd swim in circles. One leg's shorter than the other.
We can't swim, but I was not here that day.
At least half an inch shorter than the other.
I was not here that day.
Okay.
So did you have to wear those like special shoes?
No, it all happened because of my hip.
Oh,
I wasn't born like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And I think it also has to do with that Osgood Slaughter disease. I still think that caused problems. What?
Did you have that or you think you had that?
I had that.
Oh, you did?
I think so.
Yeah. So I had that, I think so?
I think so. Let's go with the think so. Okay. Walk me through that again.
Really painful knees when I was like about 13, 12 or 13. Really unbelievable pain in my knees. And they say that's part of it when you're starting to get a growth spurt and then my doctor might have even been Pat McKenzie, who's the greatest doctor in the world.
Yeah.
Okay. He asked me if I had it one time because my growth plates were like weird. So I was supposed to be a lot taller, but I got Osgood Slaughter's disease and my growth plates got knocked out of whack.
I'm sure that's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what happened. True story. I wouldn't lie about something like that, Jim. It's a medical condition.
Yeah, you're right, John. I should be more empathetic.
You think?
I am. So the height weight chart.
Yeah.
You just need to be taller.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm still working on that. I might get an operation. But here's the deal, though.
Lose 40
You know what's
pounds.
So frustrating?
What?
When I got done with my walk on like Friday, I was ecstatic. I was 224. Started at 235, 224. You know what I was this morning? 228.
See,
4 pounds in 2 days. How does that happen?
I think that happens every weekend.
It does.
I think you'll in a couple of days that'll go away very quickly. I think.
I told you I was so bummed out last week because I thought I was working pretty good at it. Then I gained 2 pounds.
Yeah.
So I'm only going on Wednesday weigh-in.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
It
fluctuates. So that 2 pounds can be water. Really.
Yeah.
I mean I'm not doing that because that put me in a bad mood last.
Is that what it was, Jim?
Totally.
Is that why you were in a bad mood?
You were in a bad mood last week.
Not all last
week. Oh, you were snippy all last week.
I was not.
You were.
I just want to say that I've been kind of trying, right? I mean, You've been trying really hard, yes. A little better. Even like John at dinner, we sat next to each other.
Yeah, you didn't eat your potatoes.
I didn't. So.
Okay, did you have your cheesecake?
No.
What?
No.
John, I did.
I did too.
Oh, that was good cheesecake.
It was good cheesecake.
You know, there's a lot of different desserts out there. I can't pass up cheesecake.
No.
There's no such thing as bad cheesecake.
I agree with that.
God, cheesecake is just simply so good.
I was good. So anyway, so last week, I didn't just start this thing and I was doing pretty well. And then I hit a great number and then it went back up 2 pounds. And I was mad. I was. So anyway, I'm not doing that. Wednesday, I'm going to.
I visited my granddaughters, which was just phenomenal. Greatest thing in the world is visiting granddaughters. And I told them I'd bring them over McDonald's. Okay. Instead of going out to eat, you know, just bring them over.
Oh, it's a treat.
Yeah. And so they said they wanted the orange high C's. Okay. Well, I thought I bought them pancakes. My daughter put a thing. When grandpa brings breakfast, he has enough to feed the Packers offensive line. So I brought pancakes. I brought Egg McMuffins. And they wanted those orange high C's. So I thought they were the little cups of orange high C's.
Right.
They're not. You fill up the big cup. So I ordered 8 of them.
Oh.
So I had 8 of those huge giant things of high C. There's a guy there, kind of a biker guy with an Outlaws shirt on. I go, hey, buddy, can you do me a favor? He goes, what? I said, can you watch this? I got to make 3 trips for my granddaughters. So I'm carrying out 8 of those big things of high C. So the biker watched my food for me. Well, I got it. $53 worth of breakfast food.
Wow.
Yeah.
$53 at McDonald's?
$53 at McDonald's for breakfast food. I can tell you exactly what it was. It was 5 Egg McMuffins, 4 pancakes, and 8 high C's. $53. Yeah. Here you go. All right, we're going to set a quick break. Brittany Merlot is joining us. Shane Kanenberg from the Veterans Chamber. Kristen Jane Anderson, Suicide Prevention. And Frank Hermans. Back after this. Get the feeling weary when the wet day's done. Well, all you got to do is get up and into your kick. If you're in a fix. Come back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It could be a first for Wisconsin's Allison Dairyland program. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Monday. On Saturday evening, Haley Heinzel from Oconomowoc was named the 78th Wisconsin Alice in Dairyland, and she literally has no farming background. We'll introduce you to her next.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com, your auction leader.
Haley Heinzel from Oconomowoc was selected as the 77th Alice in Dairyland and introduced to the public on Saturday evening in Sturgeon Bay. This Alice comes from a zero farming background, but believes that plays to her advantage.
As the 77th Alice in Dairyland, I'm really looking forward to bridging that gap for producers and consumers, but I'm also looking forward to inspiring others who are growing up in urban areas that there's a place for them in our agriculture industry. I know growing up, trying to get into agriculture, sometimes it can feel like there's a lot of obstacles or barriers to getting involved in our wonderful agriculture industry in our state. And I want to be a part of that bridge to getting people into our agriculture industry.
Haley Heinzel from Oconomowoc, our new Alice in Dairyland, effective July 8th. She is going to be graduating this weekend from UW-Madison with a degree in life sciences communication.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege.
I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
And keeping it Alice in Dairyland, on Saturday evening we found out that Crawford County will be hosting the 2025 Alice in Dairyland Finals. The organizers were on hand for the event and said that they'll be giving out more details as to locations and dates during the Crawford County Dairy Breakfast that's coming up on June 1st at the Crawford County Fairgrounds in Gays Mills. You can also follow along at aliceindairyland.com. Again, Haley Heinzel from Oconomowoc, selected as the 77th Alice in Dairyland on Saturday. She'll assume those new responsibilities beginning July 8th, following the tenure of Ashley Hagenow from Poinet, our current Alice in Dairyland. There's food news on a Monday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine today, a few high clouds and upper 60s, a light and variable wind. Overnight, mostly clear and mid-40s. On Monday, sunshine, upper 60s. By Tuesday, a chance of showers, some thunderstorms around as well, especially late in the day. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 57 at our studios.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Getting started on a beautiful weekend, or beautiful week, I should say, coming up. Brittany Merlot is joining us. Brittany, I had to talk to you about something. So,
What's going on?
It's not weather related. It's biking related.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
Have you ever biked, have you ever trail biked in the Copper Country of Michigan, the Keweenaw Peninsula?
I did not. I think the closest I got was the Marquette area.
Okay.
So I was near it,
which
but
is cool.
No.
But I was watching this thing. You got to look this up. And I saw it. It's like, I got to do this. It's up near Copper Harbor. And there's all these trails, okay? These biking trails, off trails to go biking. And one of them goes through an old mine. It goes through the mine. Where if you don't have your headlamp on and everything, it's completely 100% pitch black. How cool is that?
Was that an abandoned railroad bed? Abandoned? Because that's what a lot of these things are, rails to trails.
Well, most of those. But this one was an actual iron or a copper mine.
No, but what I'm saying was that.
But a lot of the other trails, yes.
But was this. The trail, was it, were there railroad tracks at one time that went through there, or is it
probably,
just, okay, so that's probably.
But ore cars.
Right.
Yeah, not
right.
Passenger trail or anything.
Right. No,
yeah, ore cars. Yeah.
So but what I'm saying is they got a lot of money from the federal government, and that was actually Ronald Reagan that did this whole rails to trails.
Yeah.
So that's how we did this Fox River thing.
Yeah.
So there's some unbelievable, beautiful routes with
you
trains.
You got to see this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to see that.
That's
it goes
cool.
right through the mine.
That's really neat.
Doesn't that sound cool, Brittany?
I got to check that out.
Yeah.
That is amazing. I need details. I need the exact location. We need to go there. And
Keweenaw County Trail Biking, I think, is the name of the organization. Keweenaw County Trail Biking. I want to do that this summer. I really and truly do. I think that'd be so awesome.
Is that before or after you use the Mountain Bay Trail and go see Brittany? Did you say we're going to meet halfway? Oh, halfway. That's what it was.
I was going to meet her in Suamico.
Yeah, right. Halfway.
Yeah,
John.
I keep thinking he's saying Shawano, but
no, he says Swamico.
I'm gonna leave from here. I'll go halfway. I'll meet you. You come over from Owosso.
Yeah,
almost the same distance.
So, yeah, you go 80 miles, and John will go 8.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, right. Oh, come on. We've got people on Facebook that are already like, "Hey, let's meet at the Lumberyard Bar and Grill. Let's meet in Shawano." I've got people who want to start with me in Owosso. So
really,
gang, let's go.
Let's do this.
Shawano would be fun, right? Would that be fair?
Would that be halfway? Well, Shawano's about 40 miles from here, right?
Yeah, that's close.
And you're
we'll do Shawano.
How far is Owosso from here?
Probably 90.
What do you think? 90 miles?
Not even.
It's like 80. 86-ish, maybe?
Okay.
85?
Well, you're young. You know what? For the age difference, you go
you
the extra
do the
6 miles.
Mile. Yeah, yeah, come on.
Exactly.
Fair.
Give me a little bit of a something.
So
is there a little bit of a handicap.
Brittany, is there a really cool place in Shawano where people congregate, like that's built specifically for trail users? Like a bar?
I am not sure. I've only really hung out around the lake because they have that beautiful lake and also the river. Did you know that you could go whitewater rafting on the Wolf River?
Yeah. I think everybody knows that.
Isn't it amazing?
That's not nice.
No disrespect.
But that lived there. Not everybody.
Oh, it's fantastic. The Wolf River, when the water's high, is incredible.
Brittany, does the trail go around Shawano Lake, or do you have to go off the trail to get to Shawano Lake?
I don't know.
We're going to find out. Brittany, I'm not even kidding. Let's do this.
Let's do this this summer.
You in?
Okay, I'm training today. I'm starting.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay,
Jim's gonna take the BMW.
Yeah, I'll meet you there. I'll be the.
Right.
Don't they also always take a car? That's me.
Because
I don't want anything to happen. The sport car. I'll have like an inner tube on there and a bottle of water, and I can put my little flashers on.
I can see it. I love it. Well, Brittany, I got to talk a little bit of weather again down south. There's just some crazy
Houston. Oh my
stuff
God.
Going on. What is going on?
Did you see that Houston? What 20 inches of rain and like I don't know.
A guy was trying to get out of his car. He couldn't. He had to crawl out the window of his car because the door, the weight of the water is so much, he couldn't get his door open. He climbed out the window, and it was good. Then it started, like, going into his car. So that was probably, what, 4 feet? Four more?
Oh,
yeah. What's going on, Brittany?
Water is like my biggest fear. I always have that little pick so you can always break the window. I don't know why I have this fear of a car going into the water.
Can't think of anything worse. Can't think of anything worse. When we used to go ice fishing or go do ice fishing stories with Big Al Sampson, who was legendary, he always said, take your seatbelt off, keep a hand on the door handle, If we start going down, you open that door as quick as humanly possible because that helps prevent it from going all the way down. And he used to carry an air horn, with him to help. But that was always one of my biggest fears as well, going through ice.
Ooh, yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
Now you got me thinking about the first time driving on ice for ice fishing.
Yeah.
And you have to crack the door open. And
yeah. Absolutely. I'm with you on that. They say have you seen what they say is the way to get out of a car if you get submerged? They say take the headrest, pop the, I don't know if you'd have the whatever to do it, but pop the headrest off. They can slide right out, go into the back seat, and smash out the back window.
Okay. Perfect.
Boy.
Maybe you have superhuman strength to get
I know.
That out.
I was going to say
a couple things there. One is, are you going to really remember all that?
That's what I mean. I know.
I mean, that's.
I know.
Yeah, well, maybe. I mean, some people are disciplined to do that, but wow.
Yeah.
So that makes sense because the car, the engine would probably go down first.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly the reason because it goes down that way.
Right.
And it said to knock out the rear. But that, God, it seems like it'd be hard to knock out a window, doesn't it? With that?
Yes.
Oh, I think you'd be surprised how much strength you have when life
you need
is
to.
On the line.
You know what I carry in my car? That'd be perfect because I carry this for all different things. It's an old Vietnam era trench shovel. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the kind that folds up and folds over. I always carry one of those. Like if you get stuck in the snow, it'd be a small shovel. I mean, it's a really cool thing to carry with you. I always thought that would be a good thing for smashing a window from the inside.
Or reach under the seat, get the gun, and just shoot it out.
I could do that.
Yeah. So.
Problem solved.
Okay.
We figured it out.
That's probably what I would do.
There we go. What else going on, though, Brittany? Yeah.
But Brittany, what
but
about
yes,
that?
Texas, just oh, God. Go ahead. Go
no,
ahead,
I was just going to say, what a... Is that coming this way? Why and why do they get picked on so much down in Houston? Because of the water, El Nino and all that?
Oh, it's just because all that humidity, that moisture coming off the Gulf of Mexico, and then you always get the fronts that push right through, and there it is. And not to mention, you know, the lack of rainfall, the drought, and you get it all at once. Where's it going to go? It's going to pool up and flood like that. So scary situation. Houston, it's not their first time they've seen flooding like this, unfortunately. I wish it was... very first.
That seems like if I could pick any city in the United States not to have to live in, it would be Houston, Texas. And I've never even been there, but just everything I've seen about it. Have you ever been there, Brittany?
I have been there, and I have chased tornadoes throughout the entire state. I don't know why people live there. It's too hot, humid, and way too much severe weather down there.
That's what I mean. It just seems like, I don't know, something about that city I would never want to live in. You?
No, that's a nice city, and they won a couple awards. That's a pretty good city.
Really?
Houston. Yeah, it is. I agree, though. I think it's too hot. Of course, I think...
Too hot.
Texas is too hot. I mean, it's been crazy how hot it's been in Texas. And I would take our weather. Well, we talked about that last
year.
We've been so fortunate with our weather here. But I feel bad for those people in Houston. And like you said, Brittany, they were through this.
They had a hurricane a few years ago that was horrific. Remember that?
Yeah, maybe six, 7 years ago.
Right around the time of the World Series. Mm-hmm. That was terrible.
Yeah.
Where would you, Brittany, you've chased tornadoes. You've done all those kind of things. Of all those places, but you're into that stuff, so you'd want to live there. But otherwise, where would you not want to live just because of the weather?
Probably Oklahoma. It's got too much severe weather. It's just flat. There's no water. There's just, I don't know what's there.
No reason to move to Oklahoma. Thanks. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. So how's it looking around here long term?
Absolutely beautiful for an extended period. I mean, today is going to be even better than yesterday. Bright, beautiful, sunny, 70 degrees. Tomorrow, though, there will be some scattered showers early in the morning. Kind of turns into some thunderstorm chances throughout the afternoon and evening, but nothing crazy, nothing too severe. We're just in a marginal risk. So maybe some hail and gusty winds inside of some of those storms.
Oh,
but
wow.
Around a half an inch of rain, it's highs of 62 degrees. And midweek Wednesday, beautiful, sunny, 70 again.
Where are we at as far as, like, I haven't driven past I was just to drive through it in Wasaki, the Ranger station where they'd have Smokey the Bear out there and fire danger high, moderate, whatever. Where are we for fire danger, Brittany?
Right now you're at low.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's
finally
awesome.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah. The winds aren't really doing much today and we're going to get some more rain tomorrow. So even Wednesday, I think we'll be fine with that. Thursday, a few scattered showers, but then here's the cool down. We're going to be in the low to mid 60s Friday and into the weekend. So.
Okay. I'm all right with that.
A little cool down.
That's not bad.
Nothing bad.
Brittany, have you ever, I mean, you're a biological kind of person and you know stuff. Did you ever hear of nociums?
Oh, yes. Have I heard of them or dealt with them? Both.
Both. Jim had never heard
of
them.
See how I went straight to my forehead? Yeah. I'm like, oh, get them away from me.
Yes. Jim had never heard of them before.
No, I didn't.
Tell them what no-see-ums are.
Well, they're these, I don't even know what they are technically, but there's these little tiny little bugs that I believe they're attracted to when you're breathing, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they are right there in your face. Yeah. You can't see them. They bite you a little bit and they're just annoying and annoying constantly.
Is that why they're called no-see-um?
You literally can't see them.
Really?
You can't see them. They're almost like a flea.
And clear, I remember, yeah.
And they will get.
Do they bite?
Do they bite like crazy? I remember one night at a bonfire. Okay, sitting around, and I had flip flops on. All right, and you know, you have what?
All right, that scares me just in itself. Just thinking of you in flip flops. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right,
I just
I let it go. But yeah, okay, go ahead.
Possibly had a few cocktails.
Yeah, no.
So you don't really notice anything. Okay. The next day, both of my ankles were so covered. That it was, and you want to scratch them so bad. I had to run to the store. I had to get calamine lotion.
Yeah, that pink stuff.
I had to soak them. It was mind-boggling how they, I bet I had over 100 bites on both of my ankles. And it was just incredible. And I never felt a single one. And I never swatted, never whatever. But they're just there. They're almost invisible. And they bite you like crazy. True story, Brittany?
Well,
oh, yes. Yep. 100%.
Yep.
So you don't, I don't know about that. Do you,
you don't know about what?
That you don't what? Feel it.
I think take you don't up feel north. It. Let's
well,
take
when
up
you
north.
Had a couple, you know.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I think John had numbed the better portion of his body. So that's that.
Well, you're talking with people. Right, you're having sure. a drink. You know,
the 100 bites.
Yes.
Yeah.
100. Okay. There's 100.
I'll say this.
I
go ahead, Brittany.
I'll say this. You're definitely not going to see them at your ankles. Mm-mm. They are that kind of invisible. But when they're in your face and your eyes and trying to get
you know
your
what?
Face,
the worst
you
ones
can
for
see
those,
them a little bit now. But,
and the worst ones for those, and this is big in the UP, are black flies. They're those tiny little black flies. Those will get in your eyes too, like crazy.
But and those hurt, and those welts will last.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
You feel the bites and the no-see-ums.
Oh yeah.
You're okay, John. That's so I'm right.
No, what are you right about? What
Wait, no. Hold on. You could feel the bites on the black flies.
Yeah.
No-see-ums, no.
No.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Right.
But then I'm you wrong. Just get these welts, like you can't believe. The worst thing I've ever been bitten by, to be totally honest, with, other than when I hit that ground. Thing of wasps or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I've done that.
Did you ever get bit by a horsefly?
I've not. They do? They bite?
Horseflies?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh!
deer flies and horseflies.
Deer flies and horseflies, but the horsefly is like a giant deer fly.
Yeah.
They're huge. You're like this big. You ever see them?
I've seen them, but I didn't know.
Oh, they're nasty.
And they bite.
They bite?
Yep. And they are relentless.
Relentless. They are the worst. They'll just buzz right around your head, just waiting for a place to land and take a bite out of you.
Isn't this fun looking forward to summer?
Yay!
Let's just shift gears a little bit here.
But I just, you know what, though?
No, you're right. You're right.
So you want me? I invented something, though.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. So the next time I had a bonfire.
Stronger elk. What's that?
Next time I had a bonfire after getting attacked.
Did you think he said next time I had a vodka?
No.
Did you hear? Oh, you heard
I
bonfire.
Heard bonfire.
Okay. My mind is so like okay, predicting Johnny, but okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, bonfire, of course.
Okay. What I did
is
I still had flip flops, okay, but I wore socks.
Oh, that is so. Were they black? Oh my God, John, that is so embarrassing. Were you with anybody that knew you?
Could I finish? Can I finish this? That's all
black
I know.
Socks.
Can I finish
you have a big camera on your. Okay, go ahead.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I did before I put the socks on? Sprayed them with Raid.
Oh, you shouldn't put that on your skin.
No.
Not with that.
Well, it was on the socks.
Yeah.
It was on the outside of the socks.
Oh, no, that can't go through. That could never penetrate and go to your skin.
Right. So, when the.
Listen to this guy. Okay.
When the no-see-ums would try to get, they can get through socks.
Yeah.
Okay. When they try it, the Raid would kill them.
Yeah.
Tell me that's not a good idea.
And now you want to know why one of your legs is shorter than the other?
Wow.
That
wow,
hurt.
Todd. From him, Todd, okay, from you.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Wow.
I won a first place award Saturday night.
Yeah,
things
now
are
he's cocky.
You got it again today. Yeah. That was awesome.
Brittany Merlot, wonderful, wonderful having you put together. I want to see every our listeners. Do they want to join us? We're going to meet in Shawano. You're coming from Wausau. You bring your group. We'll bring our group. We'll get together.
Yes, can't wait.
Awesome. Brittany Merlot, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Hi.
Take care.
That's going to be fun.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
I wonder if we're going to do that Tuesday travel with that.
That'd be great.
That'd be a great Tuesday travel.
Yeah.
Awesome. Right. Once again, we got some more great guests coming up, folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Powell Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 60 months when you order by May 10th. Set your free in-home consultation at PowellWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 5/10/2024.
Matt Nair on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a great-looking Monday morning. 44 in Green Bay, 46 in Appleton, 44 in Oshkosh. Got a text here in Crandon. That is Forest County. The fire danger was low all weekend.
Oh, great.
From Tina. Thank you, Tina. Okay. I really want to do this bike thing.
Well, we will.
Anybody in with me? So where do you pick up the trail? In Howard? In Suamico?
I'm not sure.
Do you know,
yeah,
Jim?
Yeah.
No.
Howard, right?
Is it Howard? Okay.
Yeah.
And then we just bike all the way over to Shotto. They'll have their group come from Wausau. Have a big picnic or something.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe the Flukies would join you and bring
Absolutely.
Some of their friends.
That'd be great. I think that'd be fun. I'm into this.
You know what? That would
this
be great.
This is the summer of biking and boating.
Okay.
What?
Let's just step at a time, baby steps here.
It's biking and boating. It's the double B. Brittany. It's BBs all summer long. I just got to get a boat.
And a bike.
And a bike.
You get a boat and a bike.
Boat and a bike.
Okay.
I'm ready to rock.
Well, the bike. Didn't you work on the bike? Aren't you? That guy helped you with the bike? The guy that came in from the
I want to go over there on Wednesday.
Oh, you're going on Wednesday.
I think they're only open a couple days a week,
yeah,
aren't they?
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
The bike collective. You're going over there.
But what I could do, I could actually walk there from here and then just pick one up and drive it back. Right. And keep it here.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep it in the studio or are you going to
keep
it
downstairs
apartment?
Here in the garage?
Oh, they have a place.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have a bike rack. Yeah.
You know, that's going to be fun.
I'm going to bike a lot. I'm going to put in like 50 miles a day.
Oh, my God, John. You just let's do five. That'd be great. Do 5 miles a day.
You start. Watch.
I will.
You know what I need to do? I need to get a odometer. I had one of those on my bike when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I had everything on my bike. Yeah. I had a basket.
Those are cool. Just on the little odometer that was down right at the bike.
Yes.
The tire went, yeah.
I had an odometer, I had a basket, and I had a light. I was equipped.
Get you a little bell. Now.
That basket's a little.
No, it's not, Jim.
Now that.
Is it, do you put it on the front or the back?
Front.
Front.
Yeah, see.
Okay,
if you're going to take your lunch money?
If you're going to go play basketball someplace, and you're taking your basketball with you, how do you carry a basketball on a bike without a basket? Didn't have a backpack. How do you carry it?
Well, you
don't.
You can ride
it's
one-handed,
which is pretty dangerous. Okay, what if you're going to the thing and you got a football to go throw around and a basketball. You got both of those. What do you do,
John? I just want to say.
I'm just saying. What do you? Please tell me what to do.
No, I just want to, and I don't have the answer, but I will say that we're similar in age, and I never remember. And we took bikes everywhere. I mean, everywhere. And I never remember a kid having a basket on the front of his bike. Saddlebags on the back once in a while, but never a basket on the front.
I was proud of it.
Was that a thing up there?
Yeah, well, once I started doing it, it was. Because people were like, if the cool guys.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Wow. That's, I'll give you, that's going to have a lot of confidence to do that.
Got this one. John, trust me, you don't want to do this bike thing without training. I biked the trail from Howard to Pulaski and back. I couldn't walk for weeks. Ooh.
Ooh, that. Thank you. Thank you for.
Well, we're going to start training.
Pulaski's not that far from Howard. Isn't that like 8 miles?
How long would it take to get to Shotto from here, Todd?
On a bike?
How fast does somebody go on a bike?
I'd say it's going to take us 2 hours.
I think more maybe now.
Okay.
I think now maybe more. And we're probably going to have to stop halfway just to kind of.
The show's over at 9. We'll, Do a little
get
stretching.
Get there by noon. I think we'd get there by noon.
Okay.
So I looked it up. That's it's good. About 40 miles. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the Mountain Bay State Trail.
Yeah.
3 hours and 22 minutes from Green Bay to Shawano.
Oh, wow. Yep. Wow. Really?
Yep. According to Google.
That sounds like a lot.
According to Google.
Well, we'll be going a lot faster.
Yeah, I know. That's for the average.
That's for average people. That's average. The normal person. Right. Yeah. They don't know. What the chromosomes in me are from the Mino Bike Company. Remember that?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
Maybe we should plan dinner. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow. 3.5 hours.
9, 10, 11, 12.
Wow. 12, 12. That's surprising.
We'll be there by one.
Okay. All right. Well, we're still going to do it.
Yeah, we are. We are going to pick a Tuesday. I don't know if Brittany can do that on a Tuesday.
But then you suggested we have a car and then drive back.
If I bike up there, I think I'm going to let my brother use my car and he's going to bring us back.
What do you think of that, Todd?
Think that's cheating or you think that's legit?
I think that the way I feel after dancing on Saturday night, I think it's legit. You guys could do that and it'd be okay.
Okay.
So are you doing this with us? You biking with us?
No, I'm not. I can't bike because of my knee. I can't get enough bend in it to actually bike.
All right.
We're in. Anybody else? Who else?
Tuesday.
Todd, text us if they want to go in. We're putting this together.
All right. Pick a Tuesday.
We're doing this.
All right. Todd, we'll pick a Tuesday because our Tuesday travels start next week.
Yeah.
So we're going to be Appleton.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we're doing it.
Okay. So there you go. A lot of fun stuff coming up this summer.
Yeah.
Now we're going to work on the boat.
The problem with, we kind of set our Tuesday travels.
Do you need a license to do a boat, to drive a boat?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just $10. I think it's just $10, but you can do it online.
You know, I saw somebody kayaking down the Fox yesterday. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be a bad thing for us to get kayaks and kayak all summer.
Yeah.
What do you think?
There's great kayak launches along the East River and the Fox River.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could do that.
East River seems too scummy.
But it's quiet.
I know, but it feels like if you fell out into the East River,
you'd not want to do that. Die
from the whatever's in there.
But it's very quiet there. A lot of residential. That's a nice little river to kayak down. Yeah, maybe I don't know about that. That water makes me a little bit nervous. I don't know.
Well, I don't even know how to swim.
I know. That's what makes me nervous.
Well, I'm wearing a life jacket. Like I said, I'm getting one like Burt Reynolds had in Deliverance.
Yeah, it's going to affect your tan line, John.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to walk around with that all over town. Just like that.
Keep it on.
Uh-huh.
In my sandals. I was going to say your flip-flops and your socks and the vest.
Yeah. Oh, that.
Talk about being scared on a trail when you see a guy looking like that.
When I go metal detect, because I'm going to metal detect again this summer. That's going to be my look. Yeah. I want to get it. You know what I want to get? I want to talk to Ed the Diver about this. I want to get an underwater metal detector. Oh, you can get those.
Sure.
I think that would be cool to have. Don't you?
Mm, yeah. Isn't that thing that it's like a fishing line? Like, could you just drop it down?
No. You can get other ones where it's like you go in the water.
So
with
you get waders then and do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, just be in shorts or whatever. You know, if it's warm. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Okay.
I got a big summer. You know, I'm getting old, so a lot of these things that you always dream about doing, it's time I do them.
You gotta get the bucket list out.
Got to get the bucket list out. That's okay.
That's on your bucket list too.
Yeah.
Wow. That's okay.
What?
Usually people have stuff, you know, skydiving, go to Italy, usually a bucket list is not like putting a magnet in the water. But if that's yours, that's great then, John. I want you to come.
Well, it's finding cool stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, just so you know, too, Ed the Diver's actually doing some scuba diving classes.
Is he?
So you should look into that. I definitely will.
Do that.
And John, you don't have to know how to swim to get certified in scuba diving.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. I think it helps.
Yeah.
I remember my kid got her scuba diving license because they were going, I don't know, I forgot where they went, someplace in South America to scuba dive. But anyway, it just really is freaky when they're training and you see a kid go underwater.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And it's 3 minutes. That's a long time.
I'll bet.
But anyway, there's that place on Velp Avenue. I did the ribbon cutting there. So there's
Oh, yeah. I know where you mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I don't know if that's... Maybe we'll leave that for 2025.
Because, I mean, don't you actually have to wear weights to keep you down? Otherwise, the water wants to lift you back up?
No.
I'm not sure.
No.
No?
No.
All right.
One thing that I might have trouble with, though, they say that the fat to muscle ratio, muscle is so much heavier than fat,
so
that I've got so much muscle that I'm afraid.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome author of Searching for Patty Hearst, a true crime novel, Roger Rappaport, and Wisconsin comedian Tracy Schrader joins me in studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.